Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Trans-Alaska pipeline throughput was up in 2017 for the second year in a row. Alaska Public Media reports that Alyeska Pipeline Service Company announced yesterday that the pipeline's average daily 2017 throughput was up 10,000 barrels compared to 2016. Michelle Egan is a spokesperson for Alyeska.
When we see 2 years in a row of increase, it gives us lots of optimism for the state of Alaska and also for pipeline operations going forward.
North Slope oil production declined steadily starting in the late 1980s and prior to 2016. The last uptick for the pipeline throughput was in 2002. Back then, it carried over 1 million barrels per day. In 2017, it was closer to half of that. The pipeline was designed to carry much higher volumes of oil. In 2011, Alyeska released a study raising questions about whether it can keep operating below 300,000 barrels per day. Egan said 2 years of increased throughput gives Alyeska some breathing room.
Decline and low throughput creates a lot of technical challenges for us. So anything that can happen to slow that is a big help, and increases are very useful.
Deputy Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, Mark Wiggin, credits the increase to a combination of factors. Wiggins says newer fields west of Prudhoe Bay, like ConocoPhillips CD5, are doing better than expected, and companies have managed to get oil out of old fields, like Prudhoe Bay, more effectively.
I think the takeaway is that the industry figured out how, in a very, very challenging price environment, to do some good work.
The state of Alaska projects that North Slope oil production will continue to go up again this year, but then begin to decline again in 2019. The Alaska Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office announced Tuesday it was recently made aware of a series of testing inconsistencies in two Alaska marijuana testing facilities. In a news release sent out Tuesday afternoon, the office, along with the Marijuana Control Board, noted a case in which two separate facilities found, quote, significantly different THC levels while testing the same edible cannabis product. In another instance, the officials were made aware that one of the facilities found a potentially dangerous mold on a product, but that the other testing facility failed to detect it. Alaska's marijuana laws require that all marijuana and marijuana products offered for sale in licensed stores must be tested by state-licensed testing facilities. The law states marijuana products are limited to 5 milligrams of THC per serving. According to the news release, the board is investigating the test result inconsistencies. This is not the first time the board has identified problems with THC testing and mold. One of the largest manufacturers of cannabis edibles in Alaska, Fairbanks-based Frozen Buds, was recently shut down, lost its license, and fined $500,000 after products reportedly tested positive for mold and higher-than-legal levels of THC. Alaska's largest rodent is playing a role in transforming the Arctic. University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher Ken Tape and his team have released images showing the impact beavers are having on the tundra above the Arctic Circle. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
In the past, UAF scientist Ken Tape has published on the increase of shrubs' size and range in the face of a warming Arctic. He's also documented how animals have responded to that increase, with moose moving northwards. And so have beavers, Tape says, but the response by North America's largest rodent is a game changer.
Call them a keystone species, you can call them an ecosystem engineer. They really affect the landscape. And secondly, they leave a mark on the landscape that you can see from space and satellite imagery.
Using a sophisticated algorithm that sifted 15 years' worth of satellite images, Tape and his team saw new lakes and ponds spring up across the northern landscape, created by beaver dams. Tape says those new ponds are introducing a positive feedback loop into the environment.
You have this little miniature wetland that's formed, and then it has a tail all the way downstream where it's impacting that aquatic ecosystem and being oasis for more biological activity as well as permafrost thaw.
That thawing permafrost in turn releases more carbon into the system, potentially increasing greenhouse gas emissions. Tape, though, is hesitant to draw hard conclusions. That's because he says not much is known about the historic range of beavers in the far north.
We don't know exactly what has driven beavers into the tundra, but for the last century, they've been rebounding from heavy trapping.
Tape says it will be exciting to document that rebound and its impact on the northern landscape in future studies. Tape and his team recently presented their findings at the American Geophysical Union's annual meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org.